All right, we're joined in the media center by Top Fuel number one qualifier, Steve Torrence, who went to the top in the final qualifying session with his run of 3.693 at 323.66 miles an hour. Steve, your first number one qualifier of the year. Certainly a great run, a pair of great runs today. How exciting was that to see from your team?
You know, it was really good going out the first run of the day, Q2, to go low ET by 300s was really good for us, a confidence booster. Only a couple cars went down the racetrack, so when you can go out there and do that, go to A to B on a racetrack that we more than likely will see tomorrow, sometime around second round, I think, that's a confidence booster and just gives you some information that is very much appreciated and needed going into race day. Going into the final session, I talked to Richard and Bobby, and they rarely give me any input of what they're going to do and say, hey, you know, anything other than just drive the car and don't worry about it. And they told me, they said, well, we're going to try to step it up a little bit. It was running really good last night and just wore a little too much clutch, I think, or something happened where it kind of gave up in the middle to the end. So we tried to remedy that problem, and it went out and it ran well. I knew that we could run good. I didn't know that if it would be enough to go to the top. But to go 69.3, to go low for the weekend, and number one qualifier is great for us. I mean, typically number one qualifiers are not my favorite thing. I think those yellow hats are unlucky. So I gave that away as fast as possible. But it's a confidence booster for all of the Capco boys and Toyota Dragster just to go into race day number one qualifier and see what we can do. I think that Richard and Bobby have a good handle on the racetrack. And tomorrow is going to be up to anybody. But I think that we got a pretty good shot at it.
Steve, you run roughshod over the field for the last few seasons here. How does it feel that the guys are and girls are finally catching up to you?
Well, I don't know what those guys and girls are doing. I know that we've run the same thing pretty consistently for the last 4 years. At this point, they were catching up to us a little bit last year, so we kind of went back to the drawing board, and we've came out swinging with a whole different bat. I mean, we changed the tune-up, changed the setup, and are working on it to try to improve. We've learned over time that you don't have to be the best performer throughout the year. You need to be the best performer in the last six. And so we're taking advantage of that opportunity and trying to utilize this time during cool conditions, great track conditions, to try to step up and run harder when we need to. And so that'll benefit us at the end of the year. I wouldn't say that we're in any slump or we fell off or we've lost anything. It's just we're trying something different. And I've had quite a few people come up and say, well, you're not as dominant as you were. And I mean, it's only been four races. We won the last one at Pomona. So, I mean, it's not like we fell off the face of the planet or figured out or lost or forgot to do what we're doing. It's just we're working on trying to be better. You have to constantly evolve. And sometimes in anything, you need to tear it down completely to rebuild it better, to rebuild it better and stronger.
Steve, with this being the last race here at Houston Raceway Park, how important is it for you to take the last Wally from this event back to Kilgore?
There's a lot of emphasis on that. I mean, I've only won at this racetrack one time, and it was last year. It seemed that Houston had eluded me for my whole career, and to be able to get a win at Houston, and it's a track that just holds a lot of history for me. I've raced Super Comp, Super Gas, Alcohol. I've raced every class that I've ever been in at this place. I raced here when I was 15 years old. This is one of the two Texas tracks that I got to go to when we raced sportsman level, when we raced Super Comp. You make a couple national events a year. This was one of them. So I grew up racing with all of my friends here. And so to see it go away is sad, but to try to cap it off with a win, it would be a very special thing for us, my family, my team, myself, and to be able to close out this chapter of this racetrack. But I mean, we're one step further and closer to it right now with the number one qualifier, and we'll just see what we can do. Yes, sir.
Good. I
want to ask you about how you in general, because 372 gets you a 9 this weekend, so that's a whole 300 slower than you.
I'm sorry, I can't hear. You know what I
do. I would like to ask you about Top Fuel in general, where 372 gets you ninth. 300s from being in the bottom half.
it's just an example of how tough this class is. And I mean, you say that there's new people and new this and new that, but nobody's new. It's the same folks. And maybe the teams are a little different, and Antron branched off, but it's the same team he had at Schumacher. Justin Ashley was here a little bit, you know, but he was bad to the bone back then. Josh Hart was here a little bit too, but he was bad when he came out. I mean, he won his first race ever. So, I mean, these guys that everybody's saying are new, they're not new. They're just out here a lot more than they were, and they're still bad and hard to deal with when they show up. So that's a prime example. 72 gets you 9. I mean, I don't know what 16 was, but I mean,
991, but it goes to 80 and then in red.
I mean, 70. Yeah, and you know, 14, that's pretty stout. I mean, I've seen where 72 wasn't number one.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show this is a great racetrack. It does have some obstacles in it, but we've navigated them well, and you can go out here and run fast. I mean, I hate to see it go away because this is where you used to come to see. You show up to Houston with a suitcase as big as this sign right here. Just gonna have a raincoat, a sweatshirt, a pair of shorts, and who knows what else. I mean, you might not have anything. So we'll see what we can do. But yeah, 72, number 9, crazy. The most important thing, how about the Baby Walker Nationals? I think the TV guy messed us up.
Which guy?
Well, Charlie Girl was trucking on down through there. TV cameraman called her out. She just kind of went over there and checked him out. And the goldfish deal. The goldfish. Next time I'm bringing my own box of goldfish.
Are we having a rematch in Charlotte or is it different babies?
I'm going to have to check with my wife. I only get to participate. I have not coordinated anything.
Everybody loves this. This is great.
All good?
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve.